Soon after the spring 2010 floods devastated much of Tennessee, state lawmakers began to complain that disaster charities were moving too slowly in their efforts to aid survivors. In 2011, legislators passed a law requiring charities to file regular reports detailing how donated funds were being spent. But as WMOT's Mike Osborne has learned, there were other recovery purse strings lawmakers failed to hold as tightly. Communities all across Tennessee are still owed millions of disaster recovery dollars by state and federal agencies.
It's hard to believe that water would get up that high, you know, but it did.
So if we'd been sitting on this spot here in the truck, how far over our heads would the water have been?
It would have been 8 to 10 foot over our head.
I'm riding along Chapmansboro Road just outside Ashland City with Cheatham County Emergency Management Director Edwin Hogan. This is where the Sycamore Creek empties into the Cumberland River. Hogan was so worried about what might happen here as the 2010 floodwaters continue to rise, he ordered in extra body bags.
So you did do some water rescues?
We did. You know, this gentleman right back here, we went by, and this man made this statement: "You'll get me off my rooftop before I leave my house." Well, that was on Monday morning. Tuesday morning, they got him off his rooftop.
The storms and flooding killed 24 people in Tennessee, but no one died in Cheatham County. The area did suffer widespread destruction, with more than 500 homes damaged. Many were a total loss. The county spent millions of dollars repairing roads, bridges, and schools. Still more money was spent on debris removal, home inspections, and other recovery projects. Now, Hogan says Cheatham County is suffering a second disaster. Says the county has been waiting months, years in some cases, to be reimbursed by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the state of Tennessee for money spent on the recovery.
You know, to me, that's just too long to have to wait. I mean, tell us something. Tell us it's... You know, every time we'd call the state and the state would call FEMA, well, it's in the stack. Well, it's in the stack. Well, it's in the stack.
To pay the contractors who completed the flood recovery work, Cheatham County used money it was saving to build new schools. It still has yet to pay all of that money back. Hogan says that in recent months, FEMA has finally reimbursed the county for about $1.5 million. But the agency is telling local officials it will not pay for all of the work the county understood would be covered.
It looks like we're going to be out right at about $550,000 in public assistance. Most of that in debris removal and the home inspections.
Hogan says he and other county officials had a face-to-face meeting with FEMA and state officials soon after the floodwaters receded in 2010. During that meeting, Hogan says they were given verbal assurances the extra costs would be covered.
Explained to them what we were having to do, why we were having to do it. Would that be covered? And yes, it will be covered. And, you know, I guess next time we have to get FEMA to sign it in blood.
It turns out Cheatham County isn't alone. 39 months after the 2010 floods, FEMA still owes Tennessee communities about $1 out of every $4 spent on relief efforts and to repair infrastructure. The state of Tennessee still owes about 90% of what it agreed to pay.
That's the HVAC that takes all that. We've been to a gas furnace instead of electrical.
Tony Neumeyer works for the Metro Water Department. He's taking me on a tour of the city's K.R. Harrington Water Treatment Plant.
That was one of the mitigation plans that we did.
The Harrington plant was so badly damaged in the 2010 floods, it was out of service for nearly a month. The Water Department made more than 230 individual repairs to the Harrington plant alone. FEMA initially approved most of the work, but when it came time to reimburse the city, FEMA rejected some claims. Neumeyer says he had to get FEMA approval on the same work several times.
I mean, you can't sit back as someone in a disaster and say, well, it was already approved. You got to go and say, it was approved because of this, it was this, we documented it. I mean, it's up to you to try to sell it back, resell it, I guess, to them that it was damaged and it is available for reimbursement.
At this point, Metro Nashville alone is appealing more than $30 million in disaster recovery expenditures, projects Metro thought FEMA had approved for reimbursement. Neumeyer says he's worked a lot of long days since 2010.
When FEMA comes in, there are stacks of books you've got to read to understand their rules. And then there's always the interpretation thing. I think it's a learning curve for anybody that's going through a disaster to really learn the rules. And then it's just, it's a negotiation process from there, I think, at the end of the day. I could be a consultant in it at this point.
Tomorrow, we'll get the state and FEMA's perspective on the recovery process. We'll also hear from a former high-ranking FEMA official who now consults with communities like Metro and Cheatham County on how to navigate the disaster bureaucracy. For WMOT, I'm Mike Osborne.
The flood line was like right about here, which is basically a foot.